I searched for that man. I just went to his 50th anniversary 2 months ago. It was unbelievable. 650 people there. A man that's so humble, it's sometimes hard for me to even recognize how humble he is because I fall so short. You know, when I got out, I want to be very honest with people because sometimes, you know, I think I spoke at the Never Had a Legal Drink group, which meets on Thursday nights in Manhattan. And I spoke at their group anniversary, and I told them the following because I thought back on my sobriety. Hard times have not killed my friends. Deaths, bankruptcies, divorces, losses of jobs, heartbreaks. What I've found about those things is they make people a better member of AA. They go to more meetings, talk to their sponsor more, drink bad coffee more. I heard somebody today talk about complacency. God rest his soul, there's a guy from the Bronx from the Gun Hill Group, Slogan Marty. He would tell you complacency means come place your ass in an uncomfortable steel chair. That's what he would tell you complacency means. He'd tell you that there's only one way to coast and it's not uphill. And that us in sobriety have a success problem. Because I've lost all my friends to success. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about getting a little bit of grace and dignity in your life. Maybe finishing one college class. Maybe getting allowed back in your home. Maybe getting off probation. Maybe getting your first job. Or maybe even getting through your first interview sober. I've found that the success as a result of Alcoholics Anonymous has taken away more of my friends than the bad times. Because even me, I can drive across the bridge going home to the Jersey Shore from New York City. And I've worked hard that week. Poor me. Story of my life. I didn't get to golf enough. I didn't go to the gym this week. What do I need to cut back on? Probably AA. I got too much AA in my life. You know? I remember one time I said that to Tom Mai. I was explaining something to him. And he said one of his greatest answers to me that he ever gave me was, Billy, in my 40 years sober, I have not found one problem where cutting back on AA has ever been an answer to it. And so that answer resonates in my head. You know, when I got active in a big book group, I heard Joe and Charlie. I credit those two people not for saving my life, but for speaking about the big book in terms that a simple person like me could understand. That's where my answer was. And making me, after that, join a big book group. And getting a sponsor who worked the steps out of the big book. And then we have 36 spiritual principles here. I got active in the International Conference of Young People in AA. You know, I don't want to ever forget to talk about that. That young people's meetings gave me a place to go and fit in. And people in who stayed out drinking coffee to 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, and playing cards and watching movies. You know, all the things that sometimes drive old timers crazy. But you know what? The International Conference of Young People in AA, that got me hooked on service. And I met another hero in my life, a man named Jimmy D from the Bronx, who I got elected to the advisory council for ICKIPA in 1993. ICKIPA had been in New York. And he told me that young people's was not a place to learn about the traditions and concepts. I needed to be involved in service. And, I became a GSR, an alternate GSR, then a GSR, then a DCM. Then I got involved in public information, speaking at schools. I've had the privilege of being an area chair and an area delegate. I'm a panel 49 past delegate. You know, in 1999, I was the youngest delegate to that General Service Conference. I was 33. And how great it was to see that, you know, AA is blind to age, race, sex, whatever. You know, that AA works for everyone. And you know, today I have the privilege of being an appointed committee member on the Trustees Committee on Corrections at the General Service Office. And it's amazing that 70 miles away I sat in a jail cell, but yet today I sit on the committee that helps facilitate getting literature and getting meetings into facilities all over the U.S. and Canada. And that doesn't mean that I'm the perfect AA today. Listen, I've never met a group of people who suffer from the grass is always greener more than alcoholics, because it always is. in 19. 19-